Welcome back to another episode of Moms Who Podcast. I am your host, Pamela Krista, and I'm really excited because I'm doing something a little bit different today that was inspired by a student of mine who came to me because she was lacking clarity on the episodes that she was putting out to her audience. And as I was talking to her and answering her question, one of the things that I like to do is use myself as a perfect example. And I was sharing with her all of the mistakes that I made with my very first podcast. And so today I'm going to dive into the top three mistakes. And trust me, I made way more than this, but the top three biggest mistakes that I made with my very first podcast launch of Mom and O's Business. So it doesn't matter if you've launched your podcast or not yet, if you already have your podcast going, it doesn't matter. This episode is going to be filled with so many gems and you're going to get some takeaways. So let's dive in while I share with you these mistakes. Hey mama, do you enjoy small, actionable, bite-sized tips that will help you start, grow, or monetize your podcast and save you time? Do you dream of having your ideal clients flock to you just by listening to your podcast? If you answered yes, let's reconnect you with your why, take action with your dreams, and give you the clarity that you crave. I'm on a mission to answer your burning questions about podcasting and give you the encouragement and strategies that you need. Each week, we'll dive into the tips, tricks, and tools to help you start or grow your podcast and help you feel more confident behind the mic. I'm Pamela Krista, a blogger and website designer turned podcast coach, podcast manager, and podcast strategist. But I'm also a Jesus lover, a wife, and a mama to five. So friend, I know how valuable your time is, and I promise you'll only get the good stuff here. This is Moms Who Podcast. Let's dive into today's episode. All right, friend. So I got to give a little backstory if you are a new listener. And if you are not a new listener and you know my story, stay here, stay with me, because I'm going into more detail than I've ever gone into before. But if you didn't know, now you do. Before I was a podcaster, before I got into podcast management and podcast coaching, I was a website designer and I designed websites on the Show It platform. If you don't know what Show It is, shout out to Show It. It is my all-time favorite website platform. It's drag and drop. No, this episode is not sponsored by Show It. I genuinely love the Show It platform. It's drag and drop. It is super intuitive and it was very, I don't even want to say easy to learn because it was not easy to learn. I was inside of Show It every single day for like a year, and I was inside of Show It every single day, learning and growing. I created website templates. I created my own website. I had a web design mentor. I took courses. Like, it was a whole thing. I was a website designer before I did any of this podcasting stuff. And in June of 2022, I knew that I needed to find a way to get more clients, right? Instagram was working, Facebook was working, but I wanted another way. I wanted another way to reach my clients. And so in June of 2022, I was like, you know what? I'm going to launch a podcast. And I don't know why. I don't know how. Obviously, it was the grace of God because it wasn't for me. I knew that podcasting was going to be a way that I could get clients. And when I launched my podcast, that was the goal. That was always the goal, was to bring people back to my website and let them know, hey, if you need a website, I can help you with that. Go to my website, buy my templates, hire me to do a custom website. Like, I knew what my goal was going into it, but I didn't know what the heck I was doing when it came to podcasting. And so, long story short, I took the courses, I asked the questions, I did the research, I did all the things. And I launched my podcast in October 3rd of 2022. And it was amazing. Like, I've told this story before. I will say it till I'm blue in the face. But everything for me in the online business space changed. Like, my whole life changed when I found podcasting. It was like I finally found something that I love. I love being behind this mic. I love helping people in this way. And I loved the recording, the editing, the uploading, the scheduling, the show notes, the titles, like every single aspect of podcasting I loved. And so long story short, that's how I'm here. But I digress. So one of the first mistakes, diving right into mistake number one, now that I got that little side backstory out of the way so that I could paint a picture for you. Mistake number one was my podcast name. Okay. I named my podcast Mama Knows Business, which is super general, right? Mama Knows Business doesn't really tell me what it's about. Okay, she talks about business. Okay, what about business, right? And it wasn't like I was selling coaching or anything like that, because I was not selling coaching at all. I was selling my website services. And so mistake number one was definitely my podcast name. It didn't go with my services. It didn't go with my skill set of web design. And so if my goal was to gain web design clients, which it was, I definitely should have gone with a name that had like website in it. If that was my sole purpose, if that was my goal. Now, I almost named my podcast the Website BFF Podcast, which, hello, how freaking cute is that? I loved it. I was obsessed. But I also knew, I think deep down, that I didn't want to pigeonhole myself. Is that the right word? I didn't want to box myself in, because I know me, and I knew that I was going to, I think I knew subconsciously I was going to gravitate to something else. I just had no idea what it was. And so ultimately I chose not to go with the Website BFF, but like looking back on it, if that was my goal, if I was like so 100% in on designing websites and I knew that's what I wanted to do, I could have had the Website BFF Podcast. And if people, if they felt like they needed a website, then they would listen. If they didn't, then they wouldn't tune in, right? And I should have went with that name or a similar name, maybe not that name, but I should have went with a name that had like website or web design. Also, hello, SEO searchability. So I should have had a name that was hand in hand with the service that I provide, right? And sometimes that's not always possible. I don't want you to get hung up if your podcast name doesn't match the services that you provide or anything like that. I don't want you to get hung up on that. I'm talking about myself specifically. And I just hope that by me sharing these mistakes that I made, that it will help you as well in whatever way that means. But I'm not saying that if your podcast name doesn't match your services, then that's not good, because that's obviously not true. But looking back, I could have named my podcast something different that went more in line with the services that I provided. Okay, and then diving right into mistake number two is the content that I had on my podcast. I'm telling you that, I mean, you can still go and look at these episodes. I don't know if I, honestly, I don't know if I'm ever going to bring that podcast back. If I do, it's going to be completely revamped. I know that the podcast still gets downloads, so like people are still listening. But the episodes were not aligned. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you some of the episode titles that I have on this show. And you tell me, okay? You tell me if you think that I'm selling website services in these episodes. Okay, so here's an episode title. The biggest mistake you're making when it comes to your email address. Hello, does that have anything to do with websites? No, it does not. Another title is crafting juicy subject lines and engaging your email subscribers. Again, not related to websites at all. Did you lose focus? This one's a good one. Okay. And this is actually a really good episode. Did you lose focus over the summer? Four strategies to get you back on track. Okay. I'm going to give you one more. Is indecision holding you back in your online business? Here are five tangible strategies for you to combat it. As you can tell, those episodes had zero to do with the offers that I provide. They had nothing to do with web design at all. So honestly, this was kind of like my podcast was a mixture of a lot of things, but it was more so like mindset and entrepreneur, like things that we go through as moms and online business and stuff. That's kind of what it turned into. But it turned into that because from the get-go, I completely pivoted. So I literally launched Mama Knows Business, and then I switched everything over to podcasting. So basically, I started Mamano's business. I launched it. The goal was to get web design clients. And then I pivoted to podcasting. And then Moms Who Podcast was born weeks after I launched Mamano's business. And so I literally had the idea for Moms Who Podcast. And then I had Mamano's business and I had no idea what to do. So I was really just creating content that, I mean, I thought people wanted to hear, but it had no purpose. Okay. It had no purpose. And I don't know about you, and I've mentioned this before on the podcast too, I don't have time to sit here and podcast for no reason. Like, I wish I did, and maybe one day I will, but I don't. Like, I don't have the time to sit here and just breathe hot air and just talk to talk. If you are a busy mom and if you have an online business, you can 100% have a podcast that is aligned with your offers and your business. And you don't have to be talking to hot air because you're talking to your clients, right? You're talking to potential clients, right? You're talking to your people, your audience, which is exactly what I'm doing right now. But on that podcast, especially because of the pivot that I had, it was almost impossible to talk to the people I wanted to talk to because I pivoted. So I had no aligned content. Now, some episode titles that would have been good for the website BFF podcast, if that was ever a thing. Here's why you need a website for your business, for your online business. 3 mistakes that people make with their website. 5 ways to refresh your website for the new year. The best platforms to host your website on. That would be aligned content. Anything having to do with a website, aligned content. You can bring in SEO, you can bring in blogging. There's different elements that you can bring into when it comes to websites, but it all has to relate back to what your offer is, right? So content, super unaligned, okay? The last thing I'm going to say about this is number 3, my offer. When I was a web designer, I had way too many offers. In fact, even as a podcast manager, I still have a lot of offers, but it's okay. I only talk about 2 of my main offers, which is my podcast management services and then my podcast launches. But I also do other things too, like audits and power hours and, you know, stuff like that. And I have a membership that's coming soon, eventually. But anyway, I had too many offers and each episode, well, number 1, I wasn't even talking about my offer on the podcast at all. And then I had too many. And what happens when we have too many offers, it's okay to have more than one offer. Let me just say that. It's okay to have more than one offer. But what's not okay, which especially, again, if you're a busy mom, you have an online business, you don't have time to waste time talking about 1 to 2, preferably 1 offer on your podcast over and over again and creating episodes around that content is going to benefit you way more than talking about your coaching services on 1 episode and then talking about a PDF that you want them to buy on the next episode and then talking on another episode about how you want them to buy this 6-week mastermind or whatever it is. One offer and keep talking about it. Keep talking about the one offer and stop talking about 50 million different things that they need to buy on your podcast. Focus on 1 thing, maybe 2, but really 1, okay? But I had no call to action in my episodes either. I had no call to action. So not only was my offer not aligned, but like I wasn't even telling them like where I wanted them to go necessarily. And again, going back to the episode titles that I told you about just a little bit ago, I had no real reason for those episodes. There was literally no purpose at all. And there was no real way that I could help them. Now, yes, every single episode, it's helpful. You take away stuff. Everything that I've ever done from this podcast or my other podcast, if I publish any type of content online, whether it's a social media post or anything like that, my goal is always to be helpful. I don't ever just post things to post them. I mean, that's exactly why you don't see me posting on Instagram, is because when I do say something, I want it to be of value. So hopefully you understand where I'm going with this episode and what I'm trying to convey to you. The first thing I'm trying to tell you is we all start somewhere and there's always room for improvement, right? So the Mama Knows Business podcast isn't totally like messed up forever. It's not unsalvageable. I do have plans for that podcast. At this point, I don't know what that is, but when I do, because I know what steps to take, when I do go to revamp the podcast, it's going to be great and it's going to be better than ever. So just because I started off really, really, really rocky on that podcast doesn't mean that there's not room for improvement. I could literally rename the podcast today and literally start publishing episodes that relate to my people if I wanted to, which, by the way, that's a whole different can of worms. And I'm definitely going to have to put this in my episode pipeline, is when you do come into a pivot. What do you do with your podcast at that point? Like, should you start a new one or should you just transition? But make sure that you follow the show so that when that episode airs, you get that notification. But to recap, the top three mistakes that I made with the Mama Knows Business podcast. Number one, the name. It was not aligned with not only my offer, but like with my business as a whole at the time. It wasn't aligned with my business at all. Number two, my content. The episodes were wild and all over the place and they had no purpose at all. And number three, my offer. I should have laser focused on one or two, but really one thing instead of having so many different offers. So take those three things, apply it to your podcast, apply it to your business, and it makes the world of difference. Trust me, I know. And with that being said, I hope you loved this episode. If you did, please leave me a 5-star rating and a review. It really, really means the world. This helps the podcast grow and this helps the podcast get in front of more moms like you who want to start and grow a podcast. Thank you so much for all of your support. It truly means the world. And I will talk to you in next week's episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you feel this blessed you and your business in any way, please share this with a friend who you know would love this. Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That is the number one way to say thank you and the only way that I know you're loving the show. Plus, it encourages me to keep going. Please don't forget to also follow this podcast by hitting the plus icon up at the top so that you're notified when new episodes are available. Lastly, come on over to our Facebook group where you can get more information about podcasting, get inspired, network, and connect with other podcasting moms. Head to PamelaCrista.com/community and head to PamelaCrista.com to see how we can work together. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. I'll chat with you soon, friend.